So we seek out to send a bag of VOA in the belly.
Sangana kwezekuseni mthwakazi ngomvulo mhlaka 25 kumabasa 2022 igama ngontungameli Nkomo nansi ezihamba phambili. Intengo yamafutha ezimota isikhwelile. Umongameli yamasoni Mnangagwa wenzela amhlophe usowabo weleFrance umnumzana Emmanuel Macron kulandela ukunqoba kwakhe kukhetho olwenziwe izolo. Umbukiso walonyaka wezamabhizimusi oweZimbabwe International Trade Fair uyaqala kusasa. Abanye besithi awusoze ulethe umahluko kwezenotho. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Intengo yamafutha ezimota isikhwelile ngemva kokwehla kancane ngenyanga edluleyo. Ugatsha lwe-Energy Regulatory Authority lwazise ukuthi kusukela namuhla ilitha yedizili isithengiswa nge-$1.71 isuka ku-$1.60 okutsho ukuthi ikhwele nge-$0.11. Ilitha yepetulo yona ikhwele isuka ku-$1.59 ngemali yemelika njalo yaya ku-$1.63. Abacubungula ezenotho bathi ukukhwela kwamafutha lokhu kulakho ukubangela ukukhuphuka kwentengo yezinto ezitolo. Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa usenzele usowabo weleFrance umnumzana Emmanuel Macron amhlophe kulandela ukunqoba kwakhe kukhetho olwenziwe izolo. UMacron unqobe ngemiklomelo engamatshumi amahlanu lasishiyangalombili ekhulwini 58% kwathi obencintisana laye unkosikazi Marine Le Pen wathola engamatshumi amane lanye ekhulwini i-41.4%. Kumbiko awethule enkundleni yeTwitter uMnangagwa uchaze uMacron njengomngane wakhe. Uthe njalo ubona kulokukhazimula kubudlelwano beZimbabwe leFrance. Sixoxe lengcwethi kwezombusazwe umnumzana Efidlela Ncube.
Lanxa ngingazi ukuthi bangabangane kumba sobangane kodwa okuqakathekileyo ukuthi befanele ukuthi yena akhalele ukuthi hayi ngiyakuhalalisela umnumzana Macron bengicela njalo ukuthi uzongincedisa eZimbabwe sibe lokhetho olukhululekileyo oluhambisana leconstitution yeZimbabwe. Kuyangehlula ukubamba ukhetho olukhululekileyo, kuyangehlula ukuthi amabandla aphikisayo akhululeke akhanka sengavinjelwanga, kuyangehlula ukuthi amapolisa angathatha uhlangothi, izekhi ingathatha uhlangothi, kuyangehlula ukuthi abantu abangaphandle bavote. Bayavota phela kulawo mazwe abahalaliselayo laba abangaphandle, ngakho befanele acele ukuthi azoncediswa ukuze kube lokhetho olukhululekileyo eZimbabwe.
Uthi umongameli Mnangagwa ikusasa lobudlelwano beZimbabwe leFrance liyakhazimula. Ungabe ukubona lawe ngaleyo ndlela?
Ubudlelwane ngeke buqine nxa iZimbabwe ingahlonipha umthetho wayo, umthetho weZimbabwe, ingahlonipha amalungelo abantu beZimbabwe, ma-citizens eZimbabwe. I-EU, iFrance, o-UK, o-US, into abakhuluma ngayo inye nje kuphela. Bathi Zimbabwe, government yeZimbabwe, President Mnangagwa le government yakho, hloniphani umthetho weZimbabwe, hloniphani amalungelo abantu beZimbabwe, hloniphani impilo yabantu beZimbabwe, yibani lokhetho olukhululekileyo. Landelani umthetho, kambe umuntu okuncenga kangako ekuncengela ukuthi kube kuhle kwelakho ilizwe uyabulwelani laye? Angeke buqine ubudlelwano okungazange kwenziwa lokho okufunwa yiconstitution yeZimbabwe. Labo laba abangaphandle bathi kakwenziwa, kababuyi lezi zinto ezingaphandle kweconstitution yeZimbabwe, bathi landelani iconstitution yeZimbabwe kuphela nje.
uhulumende kaMnangagwa ungathi uya kulungisa yini konke okwathiwa kumela kulungise ngamazwe afana leFrance akuEuropean Union kanye laboMelika ukuze kulungiswe ubudlelwano phakathi kweZimbabwe ilalawa mazwe.
Akula manyathelo uhulumende athathayo ukuletha inguquko eziza kwenza ukuthi ilizwe leZimbabwe libe lobudlelwano obuhle lamazwe omhlaba. Lokhe lidonse ngaliyandlela ngaliyagiya esikhathi sikaMgabe yokungahlonipha amalungelo abantu yokuvimbela amaqembu aphikisayo ukuthi akhankase ekhululekile eyokuzama ukucisha kuphele inhlanganiso ezizimele sithi ngama-NGOs ukuvimbela abantu inkululeko yokuhlangana yokukhuluma yokuvimbela imisakazo ukuthi bengekhululekileyo. Sibona kulokhu kuqhubeka ukusebenzisa iZBC kunye lamaphepha kahulumende sengathi aluhlangothi lweZANU-PF. Le ngatsha zikahulumende ngokuhlukahlukeneyo zisetshenziswa sengathi ngezeZANU-PF. Yilokho nje amazwe omhlabathi kakwenzi akulungiswe, kodwa kasiboni manyathelo athathwayo ukuthi kuguquke khona lokho. Ngakho ubudlelwano soze bulunge noma ikanjani.
Umnumzana efihlela Ncube ingcwethi kwezombusazwe. Sixoxe njalo lelunga leZANU-PF umnumzana Belief Gawule.
Ukutshayela ihlombe okwenziwe ngumongameli welizwe etshayela upresident weFrance ngokunqoba akwenzileyo ekhethweni kuyinto eqondileyo njalo kuyinto enhle, ikakhulu kuzinkokheli ezikhangelele ukuthi zisebenze basebenze bonke bekhangela ubudlelwane bamazwe abo. Kuyikungezelela kunokutshiwo ngumongameli ukuthi ukhangelele ukuthi amazwe la ayevale nyango evalele iZimbabwe ivuleke kuyindlela yokukhulumisana enhle njalo yokubuyisana ikakhulu emazweni la evele silahlile. Kuyinto enhle ukuthi iyenzakale ngalolo hlobo ukuthi umongameli ethi ekhangelela bona bana abantu abayibo abangamenzeli ukuthi abamfisela ukubi ababona ukuthi kalwi labo, kodwa ke kudinga ukuthi babe yingxenye ukuthi besebenze ndawonye ngoba singeke sizimele sisodwa siyiZimbabwe.
Umongameli Mnangagwa uchaze uMacron njengomngane wakhe, kodwa bakhona abamhlekayo abathi uzisikela ehwahweni lapha ngoba akula budlelwano kumbe ubungane obukhona phakathi kwakhe lo mongameli weFrance.
Abathi akula budlelwane phakathi kukaMacron lo President Mnangagwa abala qiniso. Iqiniso yileli, ubudlelwano obukhulu bukhona phakathi kwelizwe leFrance leZimbabwe. Ubudlelwano lobu babankomo ngemva kokuthi uPresident senanzelele ukuthi amazwe la aflathela iZimbabwe avala iminyango yayo. Umnangagwa wathumela izikhonzi zakhe kiyo wonke amazwe lana, ikakhulu kuma-European EU countries. Wathumela izikhonzi zakhe ukuthi ziyekhulumisana lawo kubuyele njengayizolo kube kudlelwane. Ngokunjalo sibonile kakhulu ukuthi France iyenze kuhle, yaresponda kuhle kuhle kakhulu ngoba emkhosini ka-September ngo-September ngo-2021 u-ambassador weFrance waba khona kukhomishinwa i-Lozen plant liyana ye-3 million kwi-reconditioning ye-Setco plant yenziwayo. I-France yayimele ngu-ambassador wayo. Ngokunjalo kuyatshengisa ukuthi u-ambassador yena yedwa kahambe emkhosini enjengalala, ngoba u-ambassador vele umela yena umongameli welizwe. Ikubona kwamanye amazwe kuthiwa u-ambassador kuthiwa His Excellence uyabe vele kunguye yena. So uMacron wayemelwe ngu-ambassador, ambassador waba khona, kodwa ama ambassadors la ama EU countries ayengekho. Kwazi ukuthi futhi eZimbabwe, uGreat Zimbabwe ngale ngomkhosini owawukhona ngoMay ngo-2021 olozo ambassador weFrance waba khona njalo futhi. Ngokunjalo konke kona kuyathengisa ukuthi upresident weFrance uMacron ubesevulile amasango, wasivulela ukuthi sikhulumisane laye sidale njalo ubudlelwane obungasincedisa siya phambili njengamazwe omabili.
Uthi njalo uMnangagwa ubona ubudlelwano obuhle kuyiwa phambili phakathi kweZimbabwe leFrance, kodwa abanye bathi kumnyama phambili. Uthini ngalokho?
Nxa sikhangela iFrance khonoko sengike ngakubeka ukuthi iFrance ikhanya ukwenza kwayo akufani la kwamanye amazwe la ama European countries. Ama countries amanye ngale emkhosini nalekade ngiyibala lokuzimiseleni ukuthi bancedise ilizwe leZimbabwe kabakho asibaboni kodwa sibona ngemva kokuthi uMnangagwa wasethumela izikhonzi zakhe zaborder ihlelo lwaluphedwe ngumoyi owayephethe ugatsha lwe-foreign affairs uSibusiso Moyo waba le-engagement re-engagement exercise eyaqhutshwayo ilizwe lethu leZimbabwe ngumongameli isungulwe ngumongameli welizwe ukuthi kukhulunyiswane lamazwe nanga siyabona amazwe anje ilizwe le-France ngemva kokhonoko liqala ukuthumela izikhonzi zalo emkhosini emkhulu enjengayena le engiyibalileyo emibili lwana we-third goal lwana we-Great Zimbabwe okwakade kungasayenzakali osokusenzakala kutsho ukuthi sikhangeleleke ukuthi ngokunjalo kutshiwo ngumongameli ukuthi sikhangelele ukuthi ubudlelwane lobu bukhule futhi busiya phambili lanxanje amazwe amanye khona ngale ku-EU yiyo amazwe anjengabo-France yiyo azasincedisa futhi ukuthi athungulule amafindo la abotshwe yi-EU.
Umnumzana Belief Gawule lilunga lezanu PF. Kusenjalo umongameli weMelika umnumzana Joe Biden laye utshayele uMacron ihlombe ngokunqoba kukhetho lwayizolo esithi ukhangelele ukuqhubeka exhasana laye kunhlelo zokusekela ele Ukraine lona eliphakathi kokuhlaselwa ngele Russia. Uthe bazaqhubeka besebenza ndawonye njalo ekuvikeleni umbuso okhululekileyo emhlabeni jikelele kanye lokulwisana lokuguquka komkhathi. Uyaqala kusasa umbukiso walonyaka wezamabhizimusi oweZimbabwe International Trade Fair kobulawayo. Lumbukiso ubukhangelelwe ukuvulwa ngumongameli wele Kenya umnumzana Uhuru Kenyatta kodwa akaseyi kwenelisa kulandela ukubhubha kwaye ngumongameli walelo lizwe umnumzana Mwai Kibaki. Iphephandaba leChronicle lithi kulamankampani avela emazweni alitshumi lane 14 azaphatheka kulumbukiso wona oza ngesikhathi umnotho weZimbabwe uqhubeka usadalala. Sixoxele ngcwethi kwezenotho umnumzana Reggie Shoko.
Amakampani avela kwamanye amazwe abuya eZimbabwe International Trade Fair aloke siya esiwa malichwana uyiko kwenza kuthengiselana lokulobelana kwamabhizimusi kube kulutshwane. Funa kusenza i-trade fair kuyesiba yinto nje ukuthi siyahlanganisa amakampani unganazelela isikhathi eziningi izitende ezinkulu ziyabe zithethwene ngezihlanganiso zikahulumende lezinye ezisebenzisana lohulumende lo akakamba kahulumende. Kungula makampani amalutshwane kakhulu aphakathi kwezomnotho angabe esenza into ze-trade fair. Ungakhangela ukuthi umnotho uthume kanjani njalo lokuma kumnotho nje jikelele kwenza into ezinjabo zibabo i-National Trade Fair zitshizi zifuze zibe zidinga izindlela loba amaqhinga okutshintsha indlela ebuthanisa abantu loba uhuga abantu ukuze kube lempumela kumabhizimusi ikakhulu nxa umhlaba yomnotho weZimbabwe ungathuthuki lokho ume wandawo njengalokhu sikubonayo phakathi kweminyaka eminingi ethize edlulayo. Kuza kwazima ukubana kube la mabhizimusi ezithi meaningful transactions of business eZimbabwe International Trade Fair nxa singaqhubeka sibona senza izinto njengoba zihlale zisenziwa kuyikubana ingani ngumbuthano nje ofuze kubuthane ngazonke isikhathi ngalesi sikhathi somnyaka.
Sibona ukubana sokuqhamuke ukukhulumisana kubi phakathi kuka sibalukhulu we Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe uBaba John Mangutsha labo somabhizimusi abaphansi kwenhlanganiso ye Confederation of Zimbabwe Industries. Yona esola uhulumende isithi akaluphathi kuhle udaba lomnotho okuyinto ecunule uMangutsha othi osomabhizimusi laba balahlekile kakhulu. Ulubona njani lolo daba?
Ngasikhangele ikakhulu ngezomnotho eZimbabwe lokuhlala khona ungathembani phakathi kwamazwe sobomabhizimusi nakebhanga elikhulu leZimbabwe sokule minyaka edlula elishumi kunjalo. Kodwa okunye kuvela kokubana thina njengabo sobomabhizimusi abaningi bethu bangamaqili loba sithi abathembakalanga njengalokhu ababe sithi i-reserve bank ayithembakalanga layo. Ungakunazelela ukubana even amakampani atholayo naleyo mali ku-auction encane abayitholayo into engabathengisa ngazo azitshengisa ukuthi bathola imali echipileyo. Ungawunanzelela njalo uzwe ulandelele uzabona khona amakampani athatha imali ku-auction angayithenga lutho bandle kwelizwe afike athengise nje imali yake angaphenduka azothenga enye ethengisa nje kube umsebenzi wokuthengisa imali. So kwele Zimbabwe into eqakathekileyo ukutshintsha i-mindset abantu kube kuqakatheka ukuthi nxa kusetshenzwa kusetshenzwe ngoba la industry kathe silazo izigibici ezenza khonoko abantu uhulumende uyakwenza ngoba bacabanga ukuthi bayakwenza. Kodwa la uhulumende siyazikhangelela ukuthi angangeni kakhulu esithi too much interference kuma-market forces. Kufuze awavumele nje ama-market forces kodwa wagayide engangeneli ukuthi uyabe sekuya ngani i-authority. Sikhangele kweli governor uMakhunja indaba ye-foreign currency ingani simehlule ukuthi ayibambe ngendlela ngoba lona i-option ibisebenza kuhle kodwa isiqedwe i-confidence ngokudileya ukubhadala loba ingayenza ama-location okwenza amabhizimusi ebe lidinga ama-alternative and alternative i-black market. Njalo kube sokungabi lokuthembana ngokhayana abaye bayithola ngaso zonke isikhathi befuna abanye bayithola ngudla abanye bayithola ngokwazubana yiko kungani kwenza into zihluphe khonokho.
Umnumzana Reji Shoko yingcwethi kwezenotho. Selikubonile na okusemaphephandabeni. INews Day ibika ukuba inhlanganiso ye-Confederation of Zimbabwe Industries isixwayise ukuthi umnotho uzabhidlika uguqe ngamadolo nxa uhulumende engaqhubeka ebamba osomabhizimusi ngamandla ukuthi basebenzise idola lakuleli. Ikroniko ithi isabelo semathebelelendi silakho ukulahlekelwa ngama-constituencies amahlanu ngoba bebalutshwana abantu asebebhalisele ukuvota. Sokuyisikhathi sembiko yenu.
Sanibonani, sanibonani Studio 7 ninjani? Hayi, siyacela nisize lapho nisifake emsakazweni ngale nto yenzakala lapha eSouth Africa, yenzakala lapha eSouth Africa yama-agenti. Sunama-agenti asuka ethumba abantu ke siyacela ukuthi nizame ukuthi lolu daba lilofake emoyeni impela ligcwale yonke indawo ngoba abantu besimame bayaphela lapha eSouth Africa ngendaba yokuthunjwa ngendaba yemisebenzi. Ikakhulu sikhala ngalabo abakithi ngoba yibo abastranded kakhulu. Siyacela kakhulu nizame ukuthi nifake le ndaba emoyeni abantu bonke bayizwe. Nala manamba lawo eniwabonayo yiwo amanamba abatshontsha ngawo abantu nabantu abaningi abazi ukuthi kwenzakalani. Ngiyabonga. Igama nguVusimuzi Ndlovu.
Sanibonani Studio 7. Ikhulumayo Lucas Ngwenya from Plant. Ndokuzwa nje sometimes ama interview wenu li interview abantu bezano ikhuluma nje ngento zesizwe ukuthi ilizwe abantu baphatheka kanjani kanjalo nje. So ngiyathanda always kulandela ilo kunjaneni yena but hey into ebuhlungu ukuthi abantu bezano aba understand ukuthi abantu behlupheka bagcwele indaba zonke. Njengamanje mina ndaye South Africa, impilo yaseSouth Africa nempilo yaseZimbabwe idifa noma sisho ukuthi i-corruption lana eSouth ikhona but ingcono ayifani yasezini. Esezini i-serious because abantu bezano noma benza i-corruption abatshelani noma benza into embi abanasikhathi yabo noma bangazi bebulala umuntu ewani abakubona ukuthi umuntu uyayibona le nto le lazi. Ayi kunzima laphaya, kunzima kakhulu.
Ngiyakubingelela umsakazi we Studio 7 basakazi bonke nabalaleli be Studio 7 basakazi anisakazela izindaba ezinhle izindaba ezinandi ezinamindaba zeqiniso siyezwa namhlanje ukuthi kwenzekani ezweni singaphandle silami sibenzeka elizweni laseSouthi ngilanga eMpumalanga ngiyezwa ukuthi kwenzekani emhlabeni siyabona ukuthi kwenzekani ngendaba yeGugula le kahle kahle kunebhunu elalihlala lapho ezimu bayithathela iplazi bayithathela iy'nkomo bayithathela everything enaninakho kahle kahle ngithathelwa ngabantu bezanu manje kuhlupheka thina abantu besingebeleni abantu bakamthakazi singazange azange sizidle nalezi zinkomo azange sihlale nakuleyo nje abamthathela yona manje namhlanje ngiye sisupporta i-operation Gugula leyo ukuthi ishaye ixoshe abantu bethe abantu lelo bhunu lelo yabona ithombe zakhona sinazo siyathumelana ngokunjalo ngokunjalo okay okhulumayo ngibahlangene umzulu kamazi umtakagqibe emngceleni egwandwana esigodini ngiyabonga ngikholele okhulumayo
Studio 7, Studio 7, mlapona na Monse, mlapona na Mkoma Jonga, Blessing, Mkoma Jonga, mlapona na Monko, Mkoma Wande Monke, mlapona na Wameriko, Ashe Tri Ride, Tule Wambola, Crispin Bean. Iwo umbila wote mbuti guzi zye chitongi, chibangu, wababu wamba chitonga. Kusheba chitonga, shi tulapona, tipona logo, donga mpona mlena, iti la lumba. Tri wambuzi, abamuze, zuma bale kumusi. Ogo ba chini mkoka ogo ba jini abamu inditiri kwa mbuzi ya bonke vale kumuso ogo chini kwa tishe tianda kutimu voto obotu kumvota tianda kutimu voto obotu tatiandi miri jonga kana kukatazi ya nagana utieni special batonga sitati kupi uparamendo tianda kuti muvote jimichini mula janatezi tazoba kwa uparamendo kuhu chini kwa mbuzi ya machife suba mkwa mkoka wa msala chini kwa mbuzi ya in Kuoko, Miso, but it goes with your deed. There are Matongo with a bamboo, Bambula, Mustova, Bamban, to Tarum Bali, Wambo, and Billy Crispin, who's all Mambano.
Salmonan Studio 7, Gabinella, and Chandu Paula and Nani Lapa, and Banduba, Zimbabwe, and Javis Abashana, and South Africa. Mina ngithanda ukuba bonisa khona ukuthi abantu bakithi indawo yokuqasha ayisekho bakithi ayisekho njalo akusena ukuthi singathini inzondo esiningi lapha eSouth Africa into ekhona ukuthi sizivuyelele ekhaya nje siyozamana ukulungisela izwe lethu sibone ukuthi sizolungisa kanjani ngoba nje ma singayenzanga le nto ngicabanga ukuthi kuzoba nzima abantu ngeke beze bephile kahle lapha eSouth Africa ma ngibhekile manje ngoba ma ngibhekile nabanye khona nje abanye sebe-rechange ngabelungu for no reason. So izinto sezijijile. Umuntu osekhaya ucabanga ukuza ngapha ngicabanga ukuthi bangazihlalele khona le. Silinde lo 2023 ozayo silungiselise. Yabonga.
Sanibona nibantu bakithi linjani ngezindawo. Hayi mina ngisazibuza ngempela umbuzo ongenampendulo ngabantu bezanu-PF laba abahlala bekhuluma mangokuza namalanga. Kambe kule 42 years lezi izanu-PF iyenzeni? Izanu-PF nje into ongasho ukuthi izanu-PF iyenze lokhu yikuphi? Namanje lokho beqhubeka betshela abantu bamanga bethi bazoyenza lokhu. Isikhathi sonke bebekuphi bengayenzi? Why bengayenzi kungakavotwa? Bezoqala betshela abantu bamanga why bengayenzi manje kungakavotwa? Izithembiso zonke lezi ezikhulumeza lokhu kube ngakho ukukhuluma kanje umuntu omutsha ongakangeni power kube ngathi yasho ukuthi hayi lo muntu asigazisa imboni nodwa mina ngakho lapho laba ngicabanga ukuthi ukhona umuntu mpela ongatshona esazinikeza ithemba kuzanu-PF kanti uyabe efuna ukubonani lo muntu entsha angagazi ayibone manje abantu basemlilweni abantu bakithi wonke umuntu uthwele nzima abantu bagcwele amazwe abantu basekuhluphekeni hawu bona ababahlala bekhuluma amangaba nabo kambe into abazayitshintsha mpela beyenze entsha abantu abangagazi beyibone yini ilizwe liphelile nanti yalifile ilizimbabwe liphelile ino izanu-PF into entsha ngempela abantu abayilindile ukuthi le bazoyibona yini kahle kahle izanu-PF vele ngeke itshintshe izanu-PF ngeke yafaka yalivusa ilizwe
labo abalaleli we Studio 7 abasithumele imbiko yabo nge WhatsApp. Lawe mlaleli uyenelisa ukusithumela owakho umbiko kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318. singene kwezivela kwamanye amazwe. I-Voice of America ithi kufe amasotsha kwele mali ayisithupha njalo kwalimala ngamashumi amabili ngemva kokuhlaselwa kwenkamba zawo ngabantu abanakanelwa ukuthi ngabahlamuki besi-Muslim abedlulise amalawulo. I-AFP ithi ukuhlaselwa kwabokholo lwesi-Muslim kwele India kuyadlondlobala. Singene kudaba lweMelika. Unobhala obona ngobudlelwano beMelika lamanye amazwe umnumzana Anthony Blinken kanye lonobhala wezomvikela umnumzana Lloyd Austin bethekelele kwele Ukraine izolo ukuyakhulumisana lomongameli walelo lizwe umnumzana Volodymyr Zelensky mayelana ngokuhlaselwa kwelizwe lakhe ngele Russia. Lokhu ngokwakuqala ukuthi iziphathamandla zeMelika ezisezikhundleni zalolu hlonzi ziye kwele Ukraine ngemva kokuhlaselwa kwalo kumpi esaqhubeka. Lanxa imininingwane yalomhlangano ingakavezwa ngokugcweleyo, umongameli Zelensky ubekhangelelwe ukucela uBlinken loAustin ukuthi bakhuthaze uBiden aphe ilizwe lakhe izikhali zokulwisana leRussia. Sixoxe locubungula izombusazwe umnumzana Tim Moringai.
Umhlangano lo uka Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin lo Secretary of State uBlinken ubuqakathekile ngoba it's assessing a situation on the ground ukuthi how far has the war gone, i progression le regression, lama realities ukuthi vele inganqobakala yini ilokhu zini impi yona le between the Russians and the Ukrainians. Sibona ngantha iRussia pulled out of ama regions amaningi and they're now concentrated in the south, iDonbas, le Luhansk region, kathese ngantha iMariupol sebeyisurroundile and there's one place engantha the war is still going on. So I think ukuhamba kwabo ama Americans Lloyd Austin lo Blinken is to make sure ukuthi reassurance yes support ya Melika for the sovereignty of Ukraine and ukuba promise the next way forward.
Umongameli weUkraine ukhala ngezikhali uthi iMelika lamazwe akuNATO kumele aphathise ilizwe lakhe ngezikhali ezithize ukuze lenelise ukulwisana leRussia. Ubona ziphuma yini lezo zikhali njengokufisa kwakhe uZelensky?
Izikhali ezicelwa ngumongameli welizwe uVladimir, ngiyabona ngathiwa it's a gradual approach ngoba sesikwazi ukuthi sebenikwe close to $3 billion in support. Sibona lathi ama-reports aphumayo kuma-Facebook lamanye ama-media sites esithi izikhali zangkhona bezingakafiki 2 weeks ago but kathesi ngathiwa sezifika on the front line. Mina mbona ngathiwa i-America layo ukuthi ithumeze izikhali ibikhangela ukuthi akusoze kube njenge-Afghanistan khona abathiya khona izikhali eziningi when the Afghanistani army just yaphongunxibilika without even putting up a fight. So kuyabe sokudangerous ukuthi izikhali ze-America zingafika khona ngale in the future zisetshenziswe against the Americans. So mbona ngathiwa izikhali bazazinikwa but at a gradual phase and assessing ukuthi strength ye Ukraine imeka ngapi.
Umnumzana Tim Moringai uhlaziya ezombusazwe. Siziphethe ngebezihamba phambili. Intengo yamafutha ezimota isikhwelile. Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa usenzele amhlophe usowabo wele France umnumzana Emmanuel Macron kulandela ukunqoba kwakhe kukhetho. Umnangagwa uthi uMacron ngomngane wakhe njalo uthi ubona ukukhazimula kubudlelwano beZimbabwe leFrance. Uyaqala kusasa umbukiso wezamabhizimusi oweZimbabwe International Trade Fair. Abanye besithi awusoze ulete umahluko kwezenotho. Kwanele Mthwakazi likhumbule zikhona ezakusihlwa ngo-7:30 nam. Asibeni sonke kweze kuseni njalo kusasa ngo-6:30. Yimi uNtungameli Nkomo.